This is a message to the Black Women's Health and Healing Conference. Dear sisters, healers, mothers, and teachers on the move, greetings to all attendees at the Black Women's Health and Healing Conference in Richmond. Health to you all. Thank you for your kind invitation. Health is far more than the absence of sickness. It is the presence of balance. It's easy for us to think of health in terms of vials, pills, or even of exercise, but it is none of those things. Some may say it's a healthy diet, but upon reflection, we'll see that it's not that either. Why? Because neither tonics, nor pills, nor exercise, nor a healthy diet will suffice if the source of those things, the earth, the air, the water, is full of sickness. We live in a world where thousands of lakes are pools of stagnant death, where not one fish swims, where earth is barren as desert, and where earth is a conduit of industrial pollutants and poisons. In such a world, how can we speak of health? And yet, we must. But we must think in a holistic fashion of the whole, not the part. To be truly healthy, we must work for the restoration of our total world, the restoration of our relationships, of our families, of our communities, and of the world in which we love, work, and play. For how can women be healthy if men are unhealthy? And now is an unhealthy time for us all. For brothers, it is hard to recall a time when music or popular culture has been so anti-woman, so sexist, so misogynistic. It's hard to recall a period of such sexual toxicity. But this, too, for our mental health, must be healed. And women, our mothers, our sisters, our wives, our daughters, have tremendous social power to help the healing. Mothers are the first teachers of us all. As such, they can teach boys to love and respect girls, and men to love and respect women. Wives and lovers know that their words can move men to great lengths. Women have far more influence than they know. Use it. Years ago, while I was at Huntington Prison, I read a poll in a national paper that measured the radical beliefs of Black men and women. Surprisingly, to me, not to y'all, the most radical, rebellious, anti-establishment attitudes were among women, by far. They can move men to fight harder against this system of sickness, to fight for health, to fight for balance. We must build a holistic movement that strives for holistic balance, gender balance, environmental balance, psychological balance, and yes, spiritual balance. This world in which we dwell is one of imbalance, of runaway corporate ravaging of the planet to benefit a few. I leave you, dear sisters, with a brief quote from our blessed ancestor. Sojourner Truth, in her famous 1848 Anti-Woman speech, spoke about the power of women when she said, quote, "If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again." Now, ain't that the truth? She could have been speaking to each one of you. Indeed, in a sense, she was. I thank you. Health to you all. On the move. Long live John Africa. This is your brother, Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.